This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. EPA rules on issues from biofuels to water regulation conflict with the administration's stated goals. That's according to farm industry leaders. We will hear more next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
On the one hand, the EPA and Treasury Department say they want to foster a huge new biofuel market in sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, that could help meet or surpass needed RFS volumes. On the other hand, Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper argues the EPA is moving to reduce existing market share for biofuels.
On one hand, you've got a renewable fuel standard that requires annually increasing volumes of renewable fuels. And on the other hand, you've got a tailpipe standard rule that is chasing the vehicles that can use those fuels out of the marketplace.
It requires some two-thirds of new light-duty vehicle sales to be EVs by 2032. RFA, the American Farm Bureau, and others are suing EPA to stop the rule. Cooper argues that SAF won't soon make up the difference in lost biofuel demand or soak up a bumper corn crop weighing on prices.
SAF's a huge opportunity long term, but we're not going to see, you know, hundreds of millions of bushels or billions of bushels going into aviation fuel for years. Yeah, it's going to be years before we see that sort of volume.
Also, the EPA continues to try to enforce Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rules, despite a unanimous Supreme Court ruling saying the rules must be overhauled. And earlier, the agency vowed to protect farmers. Farmer and United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, says he's heard similar complaints from constituents.
And they're going to tell you that they're going to accept the Supreme Court decision, but you know in the back of your mind that they're going to do everything they can to accomplish their goals and still make it look like they're abiding by the court decision.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.